Thank you so much. It's a joy to be with you again.
谢谢你们，很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
It thrills my heart to hear you reading scripture.
当你们念经文的时候，我心里面非常的高兴。
And when we do that, we stand in a long line of Christian tradition.
我们念经文是一个基督徒传统上很长久的一件传统。
As people would gather and would read aloud the word of God.
人聚集在一起，把神的话语大声地念出来。
So I know these are some lengthy chapters here in Daniel.
我知道在但以理这里有很长的经节。
But it's good for us to read these verses of scripture together.
对我们来说，一起念经节是有好处的。
Let me just invite you to join your hearts with mine and let's ask the Lord to speak to us this afternoon.
我们一起来要求神今天向我们讲话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们你的话语。
And Lord, in humility, we ask that you would reveal yourself to us today through your word.
我们今天谦卑地请求你在你的话语中你自己向我们显现。
Not just to increase our knowledge,
不仅仅是增加我们的知识,
but to transform our lives,
更能够让我们的生活得到转变。
Father, give us courage to take your word and to apply it into our lives.
父啊，让我们把你的话语来应用在我们生命上来改变。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we preach through the book of Daniel,
当我们开始来讲但以理书。
I want to today look at the situation, the circumstances,in which Daniel and his friends find themselves here in chapter 2.
所以我们今天在第二章这里看到但以理跟他的朋友们当时他们所处的环境。
We won't today look at the actual dream and its interpretation.
今天我们不会去特别的讨论那个梦跟那个梦的解释。
But if you come back on November 30th,
假如你11月30号回来的话
We'll look at it at that time
那个时候我们会看这个梦
OK
好不好
So happy Thanksgiving See you all on November 30th
在11月30号我们一起有个感恩节的聚会
But there's some very important truths that I would love for us to see from this passage this afternoon
我今天下午希望在这一段经节里面看到一些重要的学习。
All of us have been, I imagine, have been in stressful situations in life.
我相信我们每一个人在生命中都有一些经过压力的场合。
Situations where we feel constantly under pressure.
有时候我们好像随时随地都受了压力。
And life seems to be moving at a frantic pace.
有的时候我们的生命好像过得是非常的快。
Sometimes my wife and I have said we don't feel like we're living life, we feel like life is happening to us.
所以我太太跟我也是觉得我们并没有真正在过生活，只是生活发生在我们身上而已。
And I'm sure many of you can relate to those feelings.
我相信你们很多人都会有同样的感受。
You know, if someone goes to a hospital with chest pains and the doctors suspect it might be a heart attack.
当有人心痛要到医院去的时候，医生会想这可能是心脏病。
They will often perform what is called a stress test.
他们常常会做一个测验，就是压力的测验。
To see how the heart responds to certain stresses.
也就是研究你的心脏怎么样来反应一些压力。
And this test will reveal to the doctors the condition of the heart.
那么这个测验就告诉医生你心脏的情况是如何。
And what's true for our hearts physically can also be true for our hearts spiritually.
对于我们的心脏肉体来讲， 是真的，也同样的对于心脏的属灵方面也是真的。
At times our hearts need a stress test to reveal the condition of the heart.
有的时候我们需要有压力的测验来研究我们的心脏的状况。
So today as we begin, I want to ask you some questions and I want to challenge you to think about these questions.
所以今天我想问你们一些问题，向你们挑战，希望你们来回答。
How do you handle stress?
你如何来应付压力？
How do you react to situations when you're under pressure?
在你在受到压力的环境下，你如何的反应？
Well, in our passage, Daniel and his friends are about to receive a stress test.
那么在这个经节里面，但以理跟他的朋友们将要接受一个压力的试验。
King Nebuchadnezzar ruled over Babylon from the year 605 to 562 BC.
在公元前605年到582年，尼布加尼撒王统治。
And during the second year of his reign, he has some disturbing dreams.
在他第二年做王的时候，他有一些很恐怖的梦。
One in particular was so troubling that he calls all the wise men in to interpret this dream.
那么有一个特别的让他困扰，他召集了所有的法师们来为他解梦。
And when Nebuchadnezzar asked them to interpret the dream, they asked Nebuchadnezzar to tell them what the dream was.
当尼布加尼撒叫他们解梦的时候，他们就要尼布加尼撒把梦告诉他们。
Seems like a fair request.
这听好像是个很合理的要求。
But Nebuchadnezzar says no, he demands that they tell him not only the interpretation, but the actual dream that he had.
但是尼布加尼撒王却跟他们讲，我不但要你告诉我解释这个梦，我要你把这个梦也告诉我。
Verse 9 tells us that he felt he could only trust the interpretation if they could also tell him what the dream was.
所以第九节说，他能够相信他们不但要解梦，更能够要把梦告诉他，他才能真正的相信。
Talk about stress on the job.
这种工作上的压力。
Talk about stress at school.
我们说的你要谈到学校的压力。
If you don't get that report turned in, you're going to be torn limb from limb and your houses will be turned into a rubbish heap.
你今天不把那个作业交出来，我把你的身体分尸，把你的房子打平。
Well, how are they going to respond?These wise men to this situation.
那么这些所谓的法师们怎么样来回应呢？
The truth is that stressful situations can't be avoided in life.
我们知道一个事实，就是压力的环境在生命中没有办法避免。
The question is how do we respond to these situations?
问题是我们如何来适应。
Hopefully they're not as serious as this one.
希望我们所受的压力不是这么严重的。
This is a matter of life and death.
这里是跟生死有关的。
Perhaps some of us have also found ourselves in those kind of stressful situations.
有时候我们也可能会遇到那种状况。
Well, let's see how the wise men respond. And what we're going to see is eventually how they panic as a result of this pressure.
所以我们可以看到，因为这个压力的关系，这些法师术士们他们就开始惶恐。
But first, we see their assessment of the situation in verse 10.
在第十节，看看他们对这个当时的环境是怎么样的评断。
The Chaldeans, and this was a term for the wise men of Babylon.
这个说加利底人就是巴比伦的那些法师们。
They said to the king, there is not a man on earth who could declare the matter for the king.
他们在王面前回答说，世上没有人能将王所问的事说出来。
They're actually showing something of their wisdom here.
这里可以看到他们的聪明。
They say to the king, based on our human resources, this is an impossible predicament.
所以他跟他讲，按照我们个人的能力的有限，你叫我们做的是不可能的。
In other words, what they say to Nebuchadnezzar is, what you're asking is impossible.
也就是说，尼布加尼撒，你所要求的是不可能的。
And when we read on in verse 11, we see some more of their wisdom.
到第11节, 我们更看出他们其他的智慧。
When they say that the thing the king demands is difficult, and there is no one who could declare it to the king except God's.
所以在第11节, 他们说王所问的是非常的难。 除了不与世人同居的神明,
they recognize that what the king is asking is beyond the realm of human possibility.
他们知道这个王所要求的是超过人所能够解决的。It's
only something that God could possibly respond to.
只有在天上的神可以解决。But
they say there's a problem.
他们说这是一个问题。
At the end of verse 11, they say, the gods whose dwelling place is not with mortal flesh.
那么他这里说, 在神所居住的地方不是人所居住。
Well, Nebuchadnezzar, he has some anger issues.
尼布甲尼撒王没有办法控制他的脾气。
Probably needs to go take some anger management classes.
他可能要去上一些课,学习一下怎么样控制脾气。
We're going to see that here in this chapter, but in subsequent chapters as well.
这里我们可以看到,
he doesn't respond so well to this. And he's so angry, he orders for all of them to be killed.
他仍然是非常的愤怒，他要他们所有的法师们都被杀掉。
To destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
要把巴比伦所有的法师们都消除。
And so they begin to panic.
所以他们开始有恐慌。
Isn't that just like us?
是不是跟我们一样?
They respond out of fear.
他们是按照惧怕来反应。
Don't we often do the same when we find ourselves in stressful situations?
当我们遇到有困难、有压力的时候, 我们也是不是同样的反应?
We react out of fear.
我们以害怕来做反应。
Fear of losing control. A fear of coming to the end of our capabilities. Our resources to cope with the situation. And so we see here the pressure comes and the people begin to panic.
我们看到这里,压力来了,人就开始恐慌。
But beginning in verse 14,
从第14节开始,
we're going to see a very different response on the part of Daniel and his three friends. And in verse 14, we read this, then Daniel responds with discretion and discernment.
所以在第14节这里说, 但以理就用婉言回答他。
Everyone else is running around panicking.
每一个人都跑来跑去在那里慌恐得很。
And Daniel is able to respond in a measured, calm way with, as we read here, with discretion and discernment.
所以这里我们看到但以理他很冷静地用婉言来回答。
How is Daniel able to stay so calm?
但以理怎么能够这样子的冷静呢?
He already knows he's not in control of the situation.
他已经知道他没有办法控制。
But he also knows that God is in control of the situation.
但他也知道神可以控制一切。
Brothers and sisters, the same will be true for us.
这弟兄姐妹们对我们来讲也是同样的。
Often we panic because we're losing control. Instead of saying, but I know God is in control. You see, Daniel has chosen to live his life dependent on God. We saw this already from Daniel chapter 1.
我们从但以理第一章我们就已经看到了。
He wasn't going to live dependent on the king and the, the food and the drink from the king's table.
所以他不是要靠王跟王的食物跟酒来过活。
But he would live dependent on the one true God.
他的生命是依靠唯一的真神。
In a word, this is faith.
这也就是信心。
Faith is a confidence or trust that allows God to be as big as he is.
So, 信心就是信靠神他自己。
And brothers and sisters, faith is essential to the Christian life.
那对基督徒的生命来讲，信心是基要的。
You see, there's always a temptation to act out of our own strength, our own abilities.
我们经常抵不住一种引诱，就是要靠我们自己的力量去办事。
Especially when things are going well.
Especially 当一切都很顺利的时候，特别是。
This is why we need stress tests.
这就是为什么我们需要一个压力的测验。
Too often we only depend upon God when we get into situations where we come to the end of ourselves.
我们常常到底是走到末路的时候，我们才依靠神。
And that's why God allows us to be tested.
这就是为神准许我们被测验。
And this is the beautiful simplicity of the Christian life.
这也是我们基督徒生命一个很简单的解释。
That when we come to the end of ourselves, we can trust in the living God.
当我们来到我们自己的末路的时候，我们可以依靠神。
Sorry, the Christian life is a life of faith.
基督徒的生命就是信心的生命。
And you see, we need faith not just to become Christians.
我们不仅仅需要信心变为基督徒。
But to live as the Christians that we have become.
我们也要过一个已经变成了基督徒的生命，也要信心。
Now I want to show you two evidences here in these verses of Daniel's faith in God.
这里我们可以看到两个例子是讲到但以理对神的信心。
The first comes in verses 17 to verse 19.
第一个是在第十七节跟第十九节这里。
Then Daniel went to his house, informed his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter, so that they might request compassion from God, from the God of heaven concerning this mystery.
但以理就回到他的居所，将事告诉他的同伴哈拿尼亚、以撒利跟亚撒里亚，要他们祈求天上的神怜悯，将这奥秘的事指明。
In other words, Daniel and his friends pray.
这也就是说，但以理跟他朋友们祷告。
The brothers and sisters, prayer is the chief characteristic of a man or a woman of faith.
是弟兄姐妹们，对一个有信心的弟兄姐妹来讲，
prayer
是我们重要的。
Sorry, prayer is how we live by faith.
那么祷告也就是表示我们靠信心生活。
If you're like me, you know, we sometimes have difficulty with this.
你要跟我一样，有的时候我们有问题。
Prayer isn't always, I'll confess, my first response.
有的时候祷告并不是我们第一个反应。
Often prayer seems sometimes like doing nothing in a situation that demands action.
有的时候好像我们祷告因那个情形里面我们好像什么事都没有做。
So I'm the guy, I want to take off my, you know, roll up my sleeves and let's do something here.
所以当困难来的时候，我的自动的去想把衣服脱起，卷起袖子来，我要做些事情。
Anybody identify with that?
有没有人有这种同样的感受？
Maybe I'm the only one. I see a few nods. Okay. But that's just the issue.
But 这个就是问题。
Are we going to do something or do we allow God to do something?
是我们自己来做呢，还是让神来做？
Years ago, when I was a younger man in the 80s, I was involved in a ministry in what was still then communist Eastern Europe.
在这个80年代，那时候我比较年轻， 也去这个当时还是在欧洲的共产国家。
We were transporting Bibles and Christian literature from Germany into the communist Eastern European countries.
所以我们那个时候从德国把圣经跟圣经属灵的文件，我们从德国运到东欧的共产国家。
And sometimes we were gone for several weeks at a time, and we did a lot of cooking right there in our van.
那我们在我们那个车子里面，我们做一些做饭。
And we needed propane gas in order to cook and to eat.
我们需要那个煤气来做饭。
And often it was difficult to find this gas at this time in Eastern Europe.
那个时候在东欧很难找到这种 gas, 煤气。
And we realized the tank was empty and we had to find some, and so we were driving back and forth asking people where can we find gas, trying to get directions.
当我们的煤气桶空了以后，我们开车到处想要找可以充煤气的。
And we couldn't seem to find the place where we could get this gas.
可是我们找不到哪个地方有这个煤气。
And I'm thinking, okay, we got to stop here. We got to ask somebody. And I'm trying to get control of the situation.
所以我想要来控制，说我们要到这里到那里去问。
And one of the gals on our team said, "Well, why don't we pray about it?"
所以在我们里面有一位姐妹说，我们是不是一起祷告？
And I'm thinking, oh, okay, let's pray. And she wants to be all spiritual, but we got to do something, you know.
她说，我说你要祷告就祷告吧，可是我们还是要做一些事。
So we stopped.
我们停下来。
We bowed our heads.
我们低头。
We said, Lord, we need help.
主啊，我们需要帮助。
We can't do this.
我们做不到。
We need to eat. We can't find the gas.
我们找不到煤气，我们不能吃。
Please help.
请求你帮我忙。
Amen.
Amen.
We opened our eyes.
当我们打开眼睛。
And I kid you not, in that moment, a big truck drives by filled with cans of propane gas.
我不是跟你开玩笑，我们一睁开眼睛刚好看到一辆大卡车，那个卡车从我们前面过去，充满了都是装煤气的桶。
And so we simply followed the truck. It took us right to the place, and we got our gas, and were able to eat.
我们就跟着这个 truck 那个大卡车走，然后得到了煤气，我们就可以吃做饭。
And continue our ministry.
开始我们的施工。
You see, I was trying to do something.
你看，我是需要想要做些事情。
When what we needed to do is what Daniel and his friends did.
我们应该做的是像这个但以理跟他朋友们所做的。
Stop and say, you know what, the Lord is in control. Let's turn this over to Him.
So, 停下来，我们知道神会控制一切，我们来求神。
And the result, the beautiful result is, of course, that God now reveals the mystery to Daniel.
当然，这最好的结果就是神把这个神秘的事情告诉了。
Look what it says in verse 19.
你看第十九节。
Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision.
这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明。
Notice it doesn't say a dream, it says a night vision.
这里并不是说是梦，而是一个夜间异象。
Why?
为什么？
Because I don't think Daniel was sleeping, I think he was praying.
我相信但以理那个时候不是在睡觉，他在祷告。
And as a result of those prayers, God now reveals both the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and its interpretation.
所以在这个意象中就告诉他，不仅仅告诉他那个梦，也把梦的解释告诉他。
But in the following verses, we see something else that's a characteristic of a man and woman of faith.
在下面一节，我们也看到一些，也就是有信心的弟兄姐妹们的特征。
In a word, it's praise.
也就是赞美。
Daniel's prayer now at the end of verse 19 turns to praise.
在第十九节，但以理的祷告变成了赞美。
Then Daniel blessed, we read, the God of heaven.
但以理赞美神。
And with life still on the line,
但他生命还有危险的时候。
Daniel's first response wasn't to say, thank you God, and boom, take off to the palace to meet King Nebuchadnezzar.
他不是马上就说去把这个梦告诉尼布加尼撒王。
His first response was to praise God and to thank him.
首先他第一个反应是赞美神感谢神。
And this is a further characteristic of a man or woman of faith.
这也就是有信心的弟兄姐妹们的这个进一步的特征。
And in our memory verse, we see that he praises God because God is in control.
在我们的经句背诵里面说他赞美神因为神是控制一切的。
Says in verse 20, you possess all power and all wisdom.
在十二十节说因为智慧能力都属于他。
But he also thanks God for his sufficiency.
他也介绍了以感谢神神是足够的。
For supplying everything that we need to live victoriously in this world.
所以神给我们让我们有足够的在这个世界上过一个得胜的生活。
Compare verses 20 and 23.
你把二十节跟二十三节做个对比。
In verse 20, Daniel says, for wisdom and power belong to the Lord, to God.
在二十节说因为智慧能力都属于神。
And then in verse 23,
在二十三节,
he says, for you have given me wisdom and power.
因你将智慧才能赐给我。
So he thanks God for giving his sufficiency, his resources to Daniel and his friends. What did the wise men of Babylon say? They said, the gods do not live among men. And that may have been true for the gods of Babylon. But the living and true God does live among his people. That's exactly where he dwells, in our hearts. And if we'll live a life of faith, a life characterized by prayer, by coming before God and living in connection to him.
一个祷告的生活，一个来到神面前跟神连在一起的生活。
And praising him for his resources.
让我们感谢他，赞美他，他所赐给我们的一切。
Then he will impart to us everything that we need to live victoriously in this world.
他就赐给我们所需要的一切，能够在这个世界里面生活。
You know, sometimes when we go to the doctor and we say, oh, I've got too much stress in my life. And the doctors will say, you need more R&R, rest and relaxation. Well, what do we learn here? What we need often is not more R&R, but more P&P. A life that's characterized by prayer and by praise.
也就是祷告跟赞美。
Faith and trust in the living God.
我们对我们的永生神有信靠。
And confidence in his wisdom and power in our lives.
我们信任他能够他给我们他的能力跟智慧。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now look what happens, the results of Daniel and his friends now passing this test.
那他们的丹尼里跟朋友们通过这个压力测验的后果怎么样呢？
We've seen the pressure and the panic with the wise men of Babylon.
我们看到对于那一些巴比伦的法师们。
We've seen Daniel and his friends express their faith through prayer and praise.
我们看丹尼里跟朋友们祷告跟赞美。
And now we're going to see the power and the promotion that comes as a result.
我们可以看到由这个带来的这个能力跟高升。
Three results quickly here.
我们看到有三件结果。
The first is the courage and the confidence that we see, in Daniel in verse 24.
第一个，我们看到二十四节谈到但以理的智慧跟勇气。
Therefore, Daniel went in to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and spoke to him as follows.
于是但以理进去见亚略，就是王所派灭绝巴比伦这事的，对他说。不要灭绝巴比伦的这事。
Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me into the king's presence, and I will declare the interpretation to the king.
求你领我到王面前，我要将梦的讲解告诉王。
I want you to see the courage, the confidence that Daniel now has because of his faith in God.
因为但以理在神的对神有信心，这里可以看到他的勇气。
You see, that's what faith does. It gives us this courage and this confidence to face the situations of life.
信心让我们能够有勇气，有信心来处理压力。
And Daniel takes a couple of risks here.
在这里，但以理是在冒险。
First of all, he goes to Arioch, the very guy who's looking for him to kill him.
首先他去看去找那个亚律，他是要杀他的。
Secondly, he says, take me in before the king.
然后说你带我到去见王。
That was not something that one said lightly in this culture at this time.
在这个时候，在这个社会里面，这不是一件容易的事。
He was risking his life.
他是冒了生命的危险。
If he got it wrong, he was a dead man.
假如做他做错的话，他就死。
But his faith in God had given him confidence and courage.
所以他在对神的信心给他有勇气，有这个依赖。
And he shows the trust in the Lord's wisdom and power and control.
所以我们看到神的控制，神的智慧跟神的能力。
Brothers and sisters, think about your own situation that you're.Your own stressful situation that you're dealing with right now.
弟兄姐妹们，想想你现在所应付的哪些压力的状况。
Your faith in God can give you a new courage and confidence to face that situation.
所以你对神的信心可以给你有新的能力、新的勇气。
Second, in verses 25 through 30,
第二点是在25节到30节。
As Daniel comes in before Nebuchadnezzar, we see both his wisdom and we see his witness to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以当他但以理来到尼波加尼撒王面前的时候，我们可以看到但以理的智慧，我们也可以看到他的幽默。
Notice what he says in verse 29.
你看二十九节。
Or, I'm sorry, first of all, in verse 28.
首先我们看二十八节。
He says to Nebuchadnezzar, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to the king what will take place in the latter days.
所以只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事，他已将日后必有的事指示尼布加尼撒王。
And in verse 30, Daniel says, As for me, this mystery has not been revealed to me for any wisdom residing in me more than in any other living man, But for the purpose of making the interpretation known to the king, that you may understand the thoughts of your mind.
所以在三十节他说，至于那奥秘的事显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人，乃为使王知道梦的讲解和心里的思念。
You see, Daniel receives God's wisdom.
但以理接受神的智慧。
But he uses this now as an opportunity to bear witness. Of the one true God.
然后用这个机会来替真神做见证。
And we see towards the end of the chapter, verses 46 and 47, that Nebuchadnezzar now learns something about God.
所以从46节到47节，我们看到这个尼布加尼撒就认识了一些有关神的事。
In verse 47, Nebuchadnezzar says, "Surely your God." Is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries.
47节，尼布加尼撒对但以理说：“ 你既能显明这奥秘的事，你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之王，又是显明奥秘事。
See, Daniel has not only courage and confidence,
但以理不但有勇气有信心，
but with God's imparted wisdom, he's able to bear witness to God.
他能够为神在王面前做见证。
And finally, in verses 48 and 49,
最后48节49节,
we see that the result is that Daniel is able to have an impact and influence over generations in Babylon.
这里我们看到但以理对以下好几代的巴比伦地方他都有影响。
It says that in verse 48, the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon.
48节，王高抬但以理，赏赐他许多上等礼物，派他管理巴比伦全省。
And notice what Daniel does, savvy political leader here.
这里我们可以看他是一个很有智慧的政治领袖。
Daniel made requests of the king, and he appointed Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego over the administration of the province of Babylon.
所以但以理求王，王就派沙德拉、米舍、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务。
You see the result of Daniel's faith.
你可以看到但以理信心的后果。
It's this promotion that leads to Daniel and his friends now having an impact and influence in Babylon and in the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians following.
所以你可以看到但以理被高提，他跟他朋友们能够不但对巴比伦有影响，对以后的马代跟波斯都有影响。
Daniel wasn't seeking this,
他并不是要求这些，
but it's nevertheless one of the results.
但这就是这个结果。
And so we saw in chapter 1 that God began preparing Daniel for spiritual responsibility.
所以我们看到第一章说神准备装备但以理来做属灵的事工。
And here, because of their faith, God now moves Daniel and his friends into a place where they can begin to impact their world.
因为他们的信心就是在这里神带领他们能够有来影响世界。
Brothers and sisters,
So, brothers, 弟兄姐妹们,
sometimes we find ourselves in stressful situations in life.
有的时候我们会遇到很多的有压力的这种情形。
It may be that God's wanting to do something in us and through us.
也许神利用这个机会要在我们身上做一些，也借着我们做一些。
So He can use us to impact the world.
所以来帮助我们去对这个世界有个影响。
You see, living the Christian life requires a severe faith in God.
所以过一个基督徒的生活要有严重的信心，在对神要有严重的信心。
And our most effective source of stability will be our trust in Jesus Christ.
我们生命中最能够持久的就是信靠神。
And this will enable us not to react out of fear to situations, but calmly to respond in faith.
这不但教我们怎么样来应付压力，也让我们在这个很安稳的、很宁静的心态中有信心。
Faith that will grow as we spend time in prayer about all situations.
我们在所有的事情上都花时间祷告，我们的信心就会长进。
And praising and thanking God for His wisdom and power.
我们感谢神，赞美神，他的。能力跟他的荣美。
And when God works,
但神工作是有效的。
There's only room for praise, not pride.
我们那个在神工作里面，我们只能够赞美而没有骄傲。
He receives the glory.
神应该得到荣耀。
But then very often He'll put us in a place where He can use us to have an impact, have an influence in the lives of others.
通常会把我们放在一个地方。
Well, I trust that this message this afternoon will be an encouraging one for you. And I trust that it's one that you'll think about and say, okay, how can I really apply this to the situation that I'm dealing with right now. So that you'll know the courage and the confidence that we have in Jesus Christ. And you'll have his wisdom and be able to be a witness in the world. God can use you. No matter how old, no matter how young. Man or woman, boy or girl. He'll use you to have an impact and influence in this world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God add his blessing to the preaching of his word.
但愿神祝福今天的讲道。